Moore Shoreline Chevrolet and Buick in Sequing, Randy Sunning Center of Van Ax, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948. And Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? Sailor and Internet Services for this broadcast, provided by Thumbsail and Blazing Speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Benke with your call tonight from the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. As the saying goes, there are many ways than one to skin a cat. The same can be said about scheduling high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. In fact, there are about 196 different combinations of a schedule, and between the Greater Thumb Conference and NCTL 8-Player Conference, there are 154 games in the span of 9 weeks. It's our job to predict in late July which games are going to be the must-haves and hope-to-avoids. Those predictions are about as clear as the San Francisco afternoon fog, and tonight's original broadcast was supposed to be Deckerville at North Huron, but because of the way the season has gone, we find ourselves instead in Harbor Beach, Michigan. One person who is absolutely no stranger to the shores of Lake Huron is the true professional himself, Mr. Dave Hansen.
You know, Clark, as much as seeing North Huron and Deckerville play this week would have been a fun game, too much is on the line tonight here with Harbor Beach and Sandusky, and I think this game should satisfy everybody.
To my left is the WLW Sport Network's Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. Each and every week, Doug travels from Livonia, Michigan for us and handles both the offensive and defensive stats simultaneously. With his sixth regular season already wrapping up, Doug is no stranger to M25 and M53 these days.
No, you're not kidding, Clark. I love M25. It's a nice little strip from Port Huron to Harbor Beach along the lake.
How was traffic? You make any good stops on the way up here?
I did. I actually stopped in Marysville, which is about halfway from Livonia to Harbor Beach, and I stopped at the Junction Buoy, which is right off the St. Clair River.
Ah, and how was it? What'd you have?
I had a steak and fries.
Ah, back.
I think that's my second time I had a steak this season.
Okay, well, this segment of Dining with Doug all the way down in Marysville. All right, and back in the booth for her fifth straight week, would you believe that, when our Director of Game Data Analytics, Rochelle Thompson. Professionally trained in accounting, Rochelle handles and computes a running game log with downtime, yard line, result, and tackle while compiling our first, third, and fourth down conversions as well as the time possession. To keep morale high tonight, we are rolling out a new technology in our booth, USB-powered gloves for no one else but Rochelle Thompson.
I didn't even know there was such a thing, to be honest with you. But I can only imagine what the demands are going to be for getting her here 6 weeks in a row, but we're happy she's made five of them.
Well, our spotter this evening, no Dwight Gosho tonight, but a true legend in himself, a key member of the 1997 and 1998 Harbor Beach football teams, who went 4-5, mind you, Dan Penke. This is his first time with us this evening.
Oh, Dan, it's good to have you aboard, man. Glad you could make it and bear the elements with us.
And, of course, you'll want to join us for the Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen from the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams, and Mike Gallagher will discuss all of the happenings in Thumb football this Sunday and every Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Tune in on Sunday with lots to talk about. This game will have lots of info for us to talk about. I expect a great game, but there's plenty of other ones out there. Dying to know what happens over there with Cass City and Bad Axe, and a lot of playoff implications, so that'll be the high topic of our discussion. So tune in Sunday at 7 p.m.
And Dave, can you believe this? But we are just 1 week away from our postseason two-hour special.
It's unbelievable how fast the season goes. Once it starts, it just seems like it doesn't stop, and I'm looking forward to it. Playoffs is always a great time of the year.
And tonight, the Greater Thumb East will be decided one way or another as Sandusky takes on Harbor Beach in week number 8 of the regular season. With a win, Sandusky clinches the outright East title. With a win for Harbor Beach, they'll have to share between the two. You're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Sandusky and Harbor Beach.
Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll. I'm excited to bring you unbelievable deals this month. I have zero due at signing leases. Just bring a plate to transfer, no games, no gimmicks. All taxes and fees in the first month payment are made. Truly zero down and due. The deal I'm most excited about is the 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. This is a trail-ready loaded Jeep starting at $348.26, zero due at signing. Come see me today, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Many national cell phone carriers claim that all cell phone service offered by any of the carriers are within 1% of each other. Obviously, these people don't live and work in the Thumb of Michigan. Thumb Cellular's coverage eclipses all others in every way, shape, and form. When you're fishing in Port Hope, will your national carrier service be reliable enough to complete the call? When you're in Port Austin, will you be able to upload the picture you just took of that gorgeous lake sunset in real time? When you're on the beach in Caseville, will your email asking your friends to join you go through in time? And when you're in a troubled situation in a remote area of the Thumb, will you be able to make the call to get help when you need it? I guess if ensuring that your calls, texts, pictures, and emails making it through isn't a priority, you can stick with the other national companies. But if you depend on your smartphone, depend on the most reliable service, Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The best coverage in the Thumb.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting this same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of a bolt action rifle that is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake for only $499.95. Randy's Hunting Center can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, offers custom sight in service, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Visit the website randyshuntingcenter.com and check out their Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Listen to the WNLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WNLWSports.com. Mark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Banky with your call tonight from the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan on a cold and blustery evening 40 minutes before kickoff. It's now our segment we'd like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining me today via text from the Here and Dear the Tribune, the forelonging light of the playoff might, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen from the Here and Dear the Tribune, also via text, Mr. In-Depth himself, Mr. Mike Gallagher, and our Director of Sports Information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our games predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. And as of with just one more week after this week, coming into the postseason, surging to the top, erasing a two-game deficit in just 2 weeks, Dave Hansen is now tied up with Paul P. Adams, each Paul P. Adams and Dave Hansen with 3 victories on the season. However, Doug Cole and Mike Gallagher can't quite say the same.
Well, one thing you can say is they do have the same record. That is,
but that is true, that, yes. Yeah. Doug, how you feel about that? Oh, and 6 record so far.
Well, at least I'm not in last place. Well, tied for last place.
Yeah, there you go.
Or tied for third, or whatever you like.
Always an optimist. Always an optimist. So how it works. Each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's feature game of the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the season. Or for the week, I should say. Since Dave was our winner last week as well as the last week before that, he will go last, which puts Mike Gallagher still in that first slot as he has been in all 7 weeks so far. And Mike Gallagher sent in his analysis and prediction just a moment ago, and he's saying this game could and likely will be closer than 8 points. Mike feels that Harbor Beach offense especially is peaking at the right time. Mind you, he was at that USA Harbor Beach game last week. Sandusky, meanwhile, according to Mike Gallagher, has not seen a defense as strong as the Pirates all season. Mike Gallagher is picking Harbor Beach 28, Sandusky 20, an 8-point victory in favor of the Pirates, according to Mike Gallagher. Doug Cole, Director of Sports Information for WLW Sports, you're up next, sir.
Well, both teams have had terrific seasons, especially